Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Minister with responsibility for the OPW says if Donegal County Council is prepared to push forward with flood relief schemes, he is prepared to provide the funding. So far this year at Letterkenny University Hospital, 5,363 admitted patients were without beds. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information after four cars were broken into in the car park of the Church of the Irish Martyrs during Mass this morning. And the Communications Minister has told Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue it's not possible to say when the implementation of the National Broadband Plan will begin in the county. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first to news, the Minister with responsibility for the OPW says if Donegal County Council is prepared to push forward with flood relief schemes, he is prepared to provide the funding. Today, Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran announced €1.9 million for additional projects in the Twin Towns, €6.8 million for Remelton and €3.3 million for Ludden Buncrana. Minister Moran committed to, in the case of cost overruns in these projects, to make more money available. €400,000 has also been sanctioned for interim works to be carried out in Donegal Town. Speaking in Lifford earlier today, he said it's about the government and the people working together.
I looked at ways of doing work in Donegal Town, so I made available €400,000. I'm not an engineer and I don't pretend to be, but I do know when I was in Donegal Town and the areas I know that I could protect. And with that money that I made available today, council now can go in and start that work with immediately. There's no issues in relation to that. And I think the people are crying out for particularly the bridge, the wall, especially on the Castle Street area. I know the people in relation to the culvert be down to me, and I also know the people in relation to the river, and I know too well that the trees that have fallen down and into the water, they hindered the flow of water, and with this work now to take place, people see a huge difference. What I would say to the people of Donegal Town, I know that some of the councillors said they want to see more. They have to realise that the local authorities are working with me, and as we see schemes be delivered, Donegal Town will come into play. But if I announced Donegal Town today, and I know it's 8.5 million, money is not the issue, they could be waiting 4 or 5 years for settlement. What I'm doing now is putting in those interim measures while the other schemes are taking. I spoke and I've met with so many people in different parts of Donegal, and I think the news that they've got today, I think some people have said it's a Black Friday giveaway. It's not. It's what I feel is government standing up and working with the people that have been affected most by flooding.
2019 has already broken all records with more than 108,000 patients left without a hospital bed. With a whole month left, 137 more patients have been left on trolleys so far this year compared to the whole of 2018. So far this year at Letterkenny University Hospital, 5,363 admitted patients were without beds, up 189 on the figure for the whole of 2018 and 464 more than in 2017. The INMO has written to the Health and Safety Authority and HICWA seeking their intervention. General Secretary Phil Nihay says the solution is obvious.
The solution is very simple. We need more beds. We need to lift the recruitment moratorium immediately from nursing and midwifery posts to ensure that when beds are opened that we can recruit staff to care for patients in those beds, and we need to get on with the business of implementing Sláinte Care, particularly the focus on developing community services, step-down services and community services.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information after four cars were broken into in the car park of the Church of the Irish Martyrs in Letterkenny during 9:30 Mass this morning. Investigations are ongoing, but it is believed a number of items were taken from all four vehicles. Garda Grainne Doherty says they are particularly interested in the movements of a black Volkswagen car seen in the area.
Four cars that were broken into while Mass was in progress were appealing for information in relation to a black Volkswagen Scirocco that was observed in the area at the time with two males on board. So if anybody observed that vehicle up around the Church of the Irish Martyrs or within its environs around that time, if they could give us a call on Letterkenny on 074 9167 100.
Authorities in Mauritius are being urged to right a wrong and bring those responsible for the murder of Michaela McAreevy to justice. The 27-year-old County Tyrone native was murdered while on her honeymoon in the country in 2011. No one has ever been convicted for her murder after two men were found not guilty in 2012. Michaela's husband, John McAreevy, says the authorities can't just ignore the issue.
As a country, if you're going to showcase your country as paradise, then you have to be responsible and you have to ensure that things are done right. So you can't continue to just ignore your problems and expect, you know, foreign travellers to come over and visit your country if you're not going to right the wrongs.
Patients' records have been found in recycling bins, public streets and parks this year. In total, the HSE recorded 363 data protection breaches in the first 10 months of this year, according to Freedom of Information files. They include an instance in which a patient's medical file from Letterkenny University Hospital was found by a person in the nearby town park. There were several instances of patients' information sent to the wrong people. Steve McMahon from the Irish Patients Association says it's very worrying that many records were sent to the wrong patients.
People are familiar in the hospital. When you give your name, they're also asking you for your date of birth, and they'll check your tag on your hand to make sure that they are actually giving the right patient the right medicine. And similarly, when you're actually dealing with their records, they should also be seen as part of the body of the patient, so that they're absolutely cross-checked to ensure that they're not just thrown out in the post with a handwritten address in it and suddenly ends up with the next door neighbour.
Police have confirmed they've shot and killed a suspect at the scene of a stabbing incident at London Bridge. They're treating it as a terror incident and say a hoax device was also found on the body of the suspect. A number of people were stabbed in the incident, but there are no details about their injuries at this stage. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu from the Metropolitan Police gave this update.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene. I can confirm at this time, we believe a device that was strapped to the body of the suspect is a hoax explosive device.
The Communications Minister has told Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue it's not possible to say when the implementation of the National Broadband Plan will begin in the county. Richard Bruton told TDs the rollout will begin next year in certain counties and in all counties by 2021. The Minister questioned Deputy McConlogue's sincerity in raising the issue, saying he had supported a motion that would have delayed the rollout for a further 5 years. Deputy McConlogue said so far it's been a string of broken promises.
The history of the Broadband Plan, Minister, has been littered by broken promises and failure to live up to commitments. And we saw that the initial plan was that by the end of 2020 there would be broadband delivered to the whole country. In Donegal at the moment there are still 30,000 premises, business and private, residential, that are waiting on broadband and on the National Broadband Plan to deliver. That's one third of premises. Can I ask you today, Minister, given that the new plan announced and signed last week has a final delivery date of 2027, will you commit, given the high percentage of homes in Donegal and business premises, to ensure that Donegal is prioritised so that that large number can start to be addressed? And can you also tell us when the first homes will actually be connected?
Supported a motion that would have seen the deferral of the broadband plan for 5 years. So his concern for a fast rollout in Donegal is belied by his own actions. The truth is that we will be starting in 15 counties in 2020 and all counties in 2021 will be, you will see active rollout of fibre. And the company, National Broadband Ireland, will be detailing its plans shortly.
A driver has been charged with dangerous driving after being caught speeding in Letterkenny overnight. Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit detected the driver travelling at 170 kilometres per hour in a 100 kilometre per hour zone. Gardaí say road conditions were icy and there were ongoing roadworks in the area at the time. The driver was arrested and charged with dangerous driving. Meanwhile, Gardaí and the county say they will be operating a zero-tolerance policy tonight in relation to underage drinking as a junior disco takes place in Letterkenny. Garda Niall Maguire says it is not about spoiling fun but ensuring children return home safely. He has the following advice for parents and guardians.
Parents, please ensure that you're aware of your child's travelling arrangements and of whom they'll be attending the disco with. couple of points that we can maybe give that we've learned from experience is that make sure your child has their phone with them and it's charged and has the necessary credit on it. Make sure your child only has adequate money with them to gain entry to the disco for the bus and maybe a little extra for a few whatever they're having. Having too much money with them will only leave them in a vulnerable position where temptation is concerned. Again, without kind of micromanaging your kids, you can still maybe, even unknown to them, check their bags. And when they come home, maybe even do the same, make sure that there's no alcohol contained in them or anything else. But the most important one, I suppose, is speak openly to your child about maybe alcohol and drugs and awareness of personal safety and all the different harms that can be due before they attend the junior disco.
The Taoiseach says Tusla, Gardaí and the Defence Forces have a plan in place to care for Lisa Smith's child when she and her daughter return to Ireland. The 38-year-old Dundalk woman travelled to Surrey in 2015 to join the so-called Islamic State group. She's being held by Turkish authorities but is expected home within the next week with her two-year-old daughter. Leo Radker says Lisa Smith's family are in contact with authorities about her return.
I can say that I am satisfied. The plans are in place, both involving the Gardaí, the Defence Force and also Tusa. So as an Irish citizen, she is free to return home to Ireland. But if she does return home, the Gardaí are going to want to talk to her. We'll need to ensure that the child's welfare is protected. Of course, their relatives who are in contact, but also Tusa are aware that that situation may arise.
A pilot project has been rolled out in Malinbeg in a bid to tackle mobile phone black spot coverage in the remote village. Through the Mobile Phone and Broadband Task Force, Donegal County Council identified the lack of mobile phone coverage as a key hindrance to the quality of life and development in that part of Donegal. The project is funded under the Department of Rural and Community Development's Digital Innovation Programme and has been delivered by the local authority in partnership with the local community and Vodafone.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you can get the new Donegal jersey and meet the players in store on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 2.
It's 14 minutes past 5 and time's the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Keith Cowan has joined Irish League Premiership side Glentoran. The former Harps captain signed with the Belfast club today but can't play until the January window officially opens. After 10 years and over 240 appearances for Harps, Cowan announced earlier this week he would not be staying at the Balbofey club. Glentoran are currently fifth in the Premiership, 8 points behind the leaders Coleraine and Cliftonville. Well, tomorrow, Cowan's new club, Glentoran, are on the road as they go to the joint leaders at Cliftonville. That is one of 6 games tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Institute are playing a Northwest Derby at home at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. They welcome the joint leaders Coleraine, and that one is an earlier kickoff time of 1 o'clock tomorrow. Freddie Ljungberg says he wants to put smiles on Arsenal's faces again. He's been placed in temporary charge of the Premier League club following this morning's sacking of Unai Emery. The Basque boss paid the price for a poor run of results that accumulated with last night's defeat at home to Eintracht Frankfurt. Lundberg's first game in charge on Sunday is away to Norwich. Former Arsenal goalkeeper David Seaman says failure to sort things out at the back cost him.
Arsenal have always been known for having a strong defence and defending as a team, and that was highlighted a good 2 years ago, and especially when he first came into the job. Yet he continued to sign strikers or midfield players and didn't really get some quality defenders in.
Liverpool have confirmed today that Fabinho suffered ankle ligament damage during the Champions League encounter with Napoli on Wednesday. After further assessment on the injury, he has been ruled out until the new year. There's a meeting of two promotion hopefuls tonight in the Championship. 6th place Swansea entertain 3rd place Fulham. That one gets underway at 7:45. Just back to local soccer and some of the standout fixtures this weekend. FAI Junior Cup is taking centre stage on Sunday. Buncrana Hearts up against Kildrum Tigers. Greencastle are facing Mervy United of Galway. And Dublin side Usher Celtic are coming to Inishowen as they take on Cockhill Celtic. Well, there's an FAI Youth Cup under 18 last 32 fixture tomorrow afternoon at Lakeview. Letterkenny Rovers are up against Greystones from County Wicklow. That one kicks off at 2 o'clock. Now, moving on to Gaelic games, and the feature game on Sunday is, of course, the Ulster Senior Football Championship final, where Niamh Connell, the Donegal winners, take on a Kilcoo off down. The prize is the Seamus McFarnan Cup. Healy Park in Oma is the venue on Sunday, and the match starts at 2 o'clock. Full live commentary here on Highland. I'll be joined by Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne. I'll be starting Sunday Sport, that wee bit earlier at 1:40 to facilitate the 2 o'clock throw-in time. Both sides, of course, are looking to win the senior provincial crown for the first time. Martin Regan was playing in midfield when Niamh Connell last played in the decider in 2010 when they lost to Cross McGlen. Kilcoo are coached by Conleth Gilligan, who has worked with the Donegal champions in the past. Niamh Connell boss Regan says both sides will have their homework done on each other.
So they've been winning down really at a canter this last number of years, and then they've lost two Ulster finals, so this was huge for them. As you say, they brought in that bit of experience, and Mickey Moran and Conleth and Devlin, they've all come in, and it's winning Ulster title, so they're where they want to be now, and they have a huge hour ahead of them.
And Conleth Ginnigan worked with you in 2010, I think, as well. He knew a little of you anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, Conleth would have been up even in 2015 a few times when I took the job for the first year. Conleth would have come out, and I've been in close contact with Conleth this last number of years. He's a great friend of ours, and Niamh Connell, who he is. He's done loads for us down the years, not just in 10 and 15, but other years he would have been up giving us different programmes and stuff and taking forwards for forward play. He's a top quality coach. We've seen a lot of him down the years, and he would have seen a lot of us. But look, at I think the way football's gone, you know a lot about other teams anyway. Come Sunday, we'll know as much about Kilcoo as Conleth knows about us, and it's the same with all teams in Donegal and teams throughout Ulster. You do pick up nuggets of information, and we're watching Kilcoo long enough to know about them. So although Conleth will know a lot about us, you know, a lot of our players are household names anyway, and most people would know about them.
And really, when it suppose comes down to this, then you're at a final stage and you're up against an experienced team, it really comes down to desire and hunger and who wants it most.
Yeah, and look, at this time of the year especially in the winter, it's winter football, is that the ground's got that bit softer and it's much colder out, so it is. So I think it is Ulster football, it really does come down to desire and work rate and effort, and that's probably what carried Kilcoo over the line this last against Derry Gonley. Just their tackle, I thought, was immense. So it was, they were really at the pace of the game. Yeah, Derry Gonley missed chances, but there's none of them were easy chances with the pressure that Kilcoo were putting them under. So we know that we're not going to get easy scores against that Kilcoo team.
Big game this coming Sunday for Niamh Connell in the Ulster final. The intermediate football final in the province has also been played this weekend. Galbally of Tyrone are taking on Maverick Clun of Monaghan. That will take place on Saturday evening at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. In rugby, Bundee Aki has become Connacht's first ever centrally contracted player. The Ireland centre has signed a 3-year contract extension to keep him at the sports ground until the summer of 2023. Aki's signing ends speculation over a move abroad. He played 92 times for the province and has won 23 caps since his international debut in 2017. Well, the Pro 14 returns to action tonight. Two Irish provinces are playing. Ulster have a home clash against the Scarlets at Kingspan Stadium, while Munster were also playing and they are taking on Edinburgh. Locally, in the All-Ireland League, the North West sides are in action tomorrow, both away from home. Oma are in Dublin taking on Skerries, and City of Derry are set to make the trip to Bangor, while in Ulster Championship 3, Letterkenny have a home tie tomorrow against the PSNI. In motorsport, the Killarney Historic Stages Rally is on tomorrow, Saturday. There's two sections to the rally, the historic event obviously, and then there's the modified rallies as well. There's a big Donegal contingent who are heading that way today to take part in the very popular Killarney Historic Stages Rally. They'll be running over Moll's Gap a few times, and the Donegal Motor Club crews will be looking for a successful weekend. Finally, on the basketball front, the LYT Donegal are looking to bounce back from their defeat against Ballincollig in the top of the table clash in the league last week. Their focus now turns to the President's Cup tomorrow, and they're taking on Magowna Tulka Rovers of Dublin. It's at the LYT tomorrow evening, and tip off there is at 6 o'clock as the LYT Donegal look to get back to winning ways. That's it. Michaela, next Sport in Highland is tomorrow afternoon, just after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally, for weather now, tonight will be cold and mostly dry with long clear spells. Lowest temperatures of -2 to +2 degrees with frost in places and a few mist or fog patches forming. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Minister with responsibility for the OPW says if Donegal County Council is prepared to push forward with flood relief schemes, he is prepared to provide the funding. Today, Minister Kevin Boxer-Moore announced €1.9 million for additional projects in the Twin Towns, €6.8 million for Remelton and €3.3 million for Ludden Funcranna. €400,000 has also been sanctioned for interim works to be carried out in Donegal Town. The HSE recorded 363 data protection breaches in the first 10 months of this year, according to Freedom of Information files. They include an instance in which a patient's medical file from Letterkenny University Hospital was found by a person in the nearby town park. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information after four cars were broken into in the car park of the Church of the Irish Martyrs during 9:30 Mass this morning. Investigations are ongoing, but it is believed a number of items were taken from all four vehicles. And the Communications Minister has told Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue it's not possible to say when the implementation of the National Broadband Plan will begin in the county. Richard Bruton told TDs the rollout will begin next year in certain counties and in all counties by 2021. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferter and Shalin the Prief Skelty. Sholu Plan Changa Ridors ran the first Anagara Agus Lahanur and Charton Shah Eg Oka Ja Agru and Araclan Ridor. Antara Stach Shan Kain Chakta a Hyol and Flan Changa. Raktaliu and Okaj Kun Arij and Fobble, a Harinch, or Curry Vime and Flan Changa, Snakantra Ariha a Winter Lish. S. E. Mahal Planal Changa and Ir Hushkirch and Chan Agriacht a Kur Flan. Flan Changa Gidor Lekele Letakiart on Fobol Achul Cadiu and Plan Yavliana Hin to Offiga Plana Le Changa Donal O'Connavshi August Offiga Kunta Oshin Makyo Fostiha Salemister Plana Le Changa Conan Plana Corrivaim Igor Le Mehel Plana Le Changa and Yer Hushkirch. In Araclan an Ali Erin Trabwen a Hanik Skullana Lan Gilaha Quiga Olu Lekele Agus Kjolturi, Rinkuri, Agus Aranihe, and Omiart, Lenikela, Conach, Awinchama, I grave Nashunta, Sklep Gael Lin, Atabartihe, the Vianer, Amalia Haclea. Jiriha Erin Kjol, Agus Rinka Koam Shirha, Tashe Rano Gorfadi Gesht, Snakomortish, Sklep, Hug Maltori, Idel Nicharan, Agus Shano Davin, Ard Walu, Arkajan, Lerihe, Buncham. But a vibuncha mass of commortis in Liana. Caliu omihori o Fobuskol Gidor, College Ali Lechikanen, August Pobuskol Clahanili, Conparcha Glacu, Sakaid Wouta Ella, August Ta Na Tanatari Eligulier, and Siv the Hodgegale Lin. Be Ike Kevne Seamus Ogriana, Namaya, and Auraclan Gidor, and Saharn, a Saniha Mora, Egahok the Clug, Lerahar, and Ya Rama, Eri Komai. Lofa Eg and Komaru Waya El Rana Farsha Mi Yarufor Lerohi Ashtari Rana Farsha Grasta O Yea Erviki Boniha a Yarskale Waya Kurta and Orange Don Arden Augusilleru Ignail McCawarki Lerahar Komai Drama Boniha Heel Augusar Heker Maya Akar No Lugalaher Likela La Hashtari Achula Parcha On. Lerihe ag Owen McGillivrige. Be Aran de Hudge Shemish Igriana ag Gyal Erin Ehe Foster. August Be Sholu Lor Filiacta Ur de Hudge and Ille Ahanta Achul Moyadini Ren Chinny Galan on Anokt ag Chach Hudi Bug Eravanvig ag Toshert ag Alahanya Hocht. Shimahudge sa Illegalier Slanagus Barrett.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, November the 29th. The death has occurred of Rebecca Jane Jean Parker for Kiltoy Letterkenny, Nate Quigley, Cabaret Quigley's Point. Remains will be received to the Gospel Hall, Church Street, Letterkenny at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon for funeral service, committal afterwards to Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if wished to the Community Hospital, Carndonagh, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Enda McMonagall, Kilalt Fulcara, wake underway. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society or Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Annie McGill, late of Glenamohill, Fintown. The wake will commence at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass at 2 o'clock on Sunday in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the local churchyard. Family time from after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Philomena McCarron, née Doherty, No. 1 Meadow Hill Rafoe, formerly of Marahain and Drumdoit, Castle Finn, wake private at the request of the deceased. Funeral mass on Sunday morning in St Junan's Church Rafoe at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Haematology and Oncology Units, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridie Doherty, Leafin, Linsport, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, for 10 o'clock mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Buncrana Daycare Centre, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Eamon McBride, Abbeyview, Rathmullen. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10:30 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.